Lynn Fraser is going to help your finances get into shape. Financial Fitness with Lynn Fraser on Family Radio CHRI.
Good morning and welcome to the Financial Fitness Show with Lynn Fraser. I am so excited to be here this morning. And this morning I have in the studio with me Mike and Maureen Hayes. And so welcome you two.
Welcome. Thank you.
I have invited Mike and Maureen to join us this morning because I have had the thrill of watching them on a journey and witnessing God just transforming their lives. He's turned your lives upside down, inside out, in a really good way. And I'm really excited to be able to share that with our listeners this morning. So the phone number here is 613-247-1886. We'd love to hear from you this morning. If you have questions for me or Mike or Maureen, please give us a call. Again, it's 613-247-1886, or you can send an email to financialfitness@chri.ca, and we look forward to hearing from you. So let's just launch into your story, because it's a wonderful journey. So when I met you, I don't know how many years ago that is now, probably four or five.
Yeah.
And we had the opportunity this past about a year ago to work together on a course that started a change for you. But let's go back before that. So talk a little bit about your walk prior to the change.
Okay, well, before a few years back, we were doing the normal roller coaster ride for finances of buying a home, renovating a home on credit, having to remortgage, and that, which seems to be fairly common, but we were getting behind, further and further behind, without even realizing it, and you know, we had some other issues. Not, I was drinking too much, but I've stopped drinking well over 9 years ago now, and so there were other issues that were ongoing. We were spending more than what we were making. Then we ended up, we built an apartment in the basement of our last home, and thought we were doing everything right for it, renting it out to our son and daughter-in-law. But then Revenue Canada came back and said it was a business of convenience, so we got hit by a big tax bill. So that was really adding a lot more stress on us. And so we ended up putting the home up for sale. And this is where we really moved forward nicely.
But it was time to make a change.
Yes.
Right? That tax bill was that wake-up call. It was that catalyst that said, okay, something has to change here.
Yep.
Huge stress.
Sure. We prayed about it and that, and we made use of the Deckers, and we ended up with a bidding war. So we got more than what we'd asked for on the home. So we were selling a big home high and looking for something small and lower.
So here's what I appreciate about what you've said so far. How many years have you been married?
34.
34 years married. You'd been in a situation where you'd had some difficulties in your marriage. I mean, I'm
yeah.
sure the drinking didn't help, and I know from my own family history that creates all kinds of havoc in your mm-hmm. home. But you managed to you stayed married, mm-hmm. and you came to a place where you knew you needed to change something. Now I think, you know, God had a big part in that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He brought you into a place where you sought godly counsel. And you were moving forward because he was drawing you. He was drawing you closer mm-hmm. to him and closer to his purposes for you.
Yes.
We would love to hear from our listeners this morning. If you have had a catalyst for change in your life, we'd love to hear your story. Or if you have questions, give us a call at 613-247-1886. And we look forward to hearing from you this morning. So, Maureen, when you had to make that change... When you recognized that you had to sell your home, what was that like for you?
Me personally, I was pretty excited.
Ah, okay.
I had always felt that it was a house way too big for us, though when he was in Afghanistan with the forces that everybody moved home. So there was 9 of us in the house and 3 cats.
So you were grateful to have a big home at that point?
At that point.
Yes.
But I had always felt that it was never my home. It was my house, but not my home.
Okay.
It was a cathedral ceiling and all that, so it was huge and big and empty.
And empty, ah.
It wasn't cozy. So when we had to sell it, I was pretty excited.
So you weren't holding on tightly to this home?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, maybe the jacuzzi. But that got left behind.
We all have those things that we really adore.
Yeah. But there was a big pride factor with that house.
Yes.
So I was pretty excited to get rid of that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, God was clearly at work, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to fast forward a little bit because it was probably a year or so later that I conducted a course with Ken Decker.
Yes.
At Trinity Bible mm-hmm. Church, and mm-hmm. we did a 10-week course, and it's one of my favorite things to do.
Yes.
And the two of you came into that program, and if you will allow me...
Your observations.
My observations. That when the two of you came in that first week or the second week, mm-hmm. I had some very serious concerns for the two of you. Because I had known you for some time, but there was so much stress between you and so much animosity and hurt and anger that I was concerned for you, but God,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but God. And I have to say that what I saw take place in 2 weeks' time could only be a God thing. That's
absolutely
only His intervention.
Yes.
Because we went from barely talking sitting there in the room holding hands. I remember the first time I saw you doing that. I was so excited. I thought, oh my gosh, God, what are you doing here? This is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The healing had already started. But so, I mean, that's my observation. I want to hear from you.
Oh, yes.
So the phone number here is 613-247-1886. If you have questions for Mike or Maureen, or you have had a catalyst in your own life that has caused you to turn directions and start moving forward, we'd love to hear from you. So tell us about that process for you.
Well, the light started coming on with having read through the book that Ken had written, The Wealth Formula. It was the first financial book I'd read that I could understand. A lot of them are written for people with a degree in finance.
Yes.
With terms that you need a dictionary just to understand. Well, this one didn't. And then when we started into the course, going through, there were other things that started lights coming on. Different approaches of things, different terms to show us that we were in a lot better shape than what we thought, but we could make it better. So reviewing all our expenses was one of those key issues.
Sure.
And we freed up well over $2,000 a month in expenses by reviewing things such as life insurance. Do we need as much anymore? Especially when you hit age 55, it doubles on you.
Sure.
So all those things. Satellite TV, we don't have it anymore. We got rid of it. So we freed up a lot of funds which helped reduce stress and
sure,
start putting things away.
Sure. I mean, we call that FACE. Financial awareness creates empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
What many of us have way more than we think we have.
Yeah.
But we're living in a place of believing that there isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
And once we start to track and have some understanding of where our money's going, we're now empowered to make sound financial decisions
mm-hmm.
and be free. Right, it's not just
huge.
It's not just the money. It's the peace that comes with knowing, hey, there really is more than enough. If I just pay some attention to it,
yes.
I discover that there is more than I expected, and that's what you experienced.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We started our marriage, even though my dad was a bank manager, I still wasn't taught the management side of things. So we both started with different expectations and wrong page. We were both on different pages right from the beginning. So we spent all of our marriage on the wrong page, or on different pages, sorry. And through that course, I could see the light bulb going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turned to be on the same page.
Yeah.
After 33 years, we were finally on the same page.
Who knew that that's all it would take, is that a little bit of time and coming together in your finances would not just change your financial situation, but would change your
whole lives, change your marriage, change your purpose, change your direction.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think one of the biggest lies that we commonly believe is that tracking our money and be paying attention to our money is actually going to make us, it's going to cause more trouble in a
it's
a relationship.
Pain in the butt, but it's well worth it.
Well, that's the truth. It's not necessarily easy.
It's hard, but it's worth it.
But absolutely, it's worth it. Look at the benefits that you're reaping from that. That
yes.
is so cool.
Yeah.
So in comparison to where you were, mm-hmm. so it's a year and 4 months.
Yes.
So 16 months. I'm the math person, supposed to be. What's the financial turnaround for you?
Well, our liabilities have reduced by over $40,000.
Right.
And at the same time, our assets have gone up by over 20.
So that's a $60,000 turnaround yes. in just over a year.
Yeah. And we, in February, March, we went on a mission trip to Kenya and Tanzania that isn't taken care of, that was paid cash for that, for the two of us.
Wow.
So they blessed us and we blessed them. And
yep.
That is so awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. So we'd love to hear from you this morning, our listeners. The phone number here is 613-247-1886. And the email address is financialfitness@chri.ca. We have an email question, and it says, what advice would you give to a young couple just starting out in life? Which one gets to answer that?
If we had known what we know now at the beginning of our marriage, everything would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it takes, read the book, but definitely get on the same page and learn where your money is and what it's doing and what it's for, because like the books, Ken says, make your money work for you, not you work for the money.
And also one of the things with that, pray on it and get together onto the same
Huge.
page, because it's easier to redirect a wrong page if at least you're together.
Yeah. That was the only thing we ever fought about.
Yeah,
was money.
Yeah.
Now, I know that some of you are listening might need a little bit of help with that, because getting on the same page with money is not necessarily easy, because you come with a history,
mm-hmm.
right? You know that. You've had a history about money. So sometimes people need some help with that. So there is the financial fitness workshops that happen once a month. It's a free workshop. It takes all the principles that you have applied, Mike and Maureen, and puts it into one evening's learning
yes.
that can be a start. And then More Than Enough offers a one-on-one consultation so that you can figure out how to apply those principles to get moving in the right direction. And then if you need more help, then there is more help available, right?
It was reassuring to us, too, that previously we kept trying to chisel away at the big debts, and then you feel lack of hope. But when we started to chisel away at the little ones, and we didn't understand how the theory worked, but it does work. You pay off the little one, and then you take that money, apply it to the next one, and then it exponentially grows, and then you're paying off these huge amounts. And it just changes everything.
Yeah, and you know what's exciting about that is that as you move forward, you can see the change daily. Now, Mike, you said you'd get a thrill out of looking at your numbers daily, because you can see the change daily.
Yeah, yes. Well, not quite daily, but...
pretty close to daily.
Maybe a bit of exaggeration.
Because there were certain points. One of the beauties of one of the sheets that's on the Wealth Formula website is monthly tracking. So you summarize everything where you are monthly. And that really gives you an indicator of where you as a family are financially. And that's just available right on the website for free. But it really gives you an indicator monthly how your RSPs are doing. It summarizes everything, all your assets, your liabilities, so that you know exactly where you're at.
So that's really tracking your net worth.
Yes.
And that's an amazing tool to be able to use. You know, and you're a technology guy, Mike.
Yeah.
And I know that there's people listening that also love technology. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to love technology for this to work, right, no. Maureen? That technology is not your thing.
No, no. So that's why being on the same page, he gets tickled when he does that stuff. And it boosts his encouragement for himself and his hope and so on and so on. And then I get to receive the benefit of that by having a happier husband. And, you know, oh, did you hear what we're doing today? And, oh, it's like coming to me all excited and stuff. So that just boosts up the marriage and the relationship and everything else. So
I love something that you said to me before the show started. And you said the thing that you most appreciate is the change in your husband.
Oh, thank you, God. Yes, yes. We have a marriage now. We had an existence before. We have a marriage now. So if there's anything I can say to young couples out there, one, don't believe the world's lies. You do not need all that stuff. God gave you breath and warmth and comfort, and he'll take care of you, and he'll provide for you. And swallow your pride and do not listen to the world. You don't need to upgrade your cell phone every 6 months. As long as you have a phone, you're okay. Yeah. It's all materialism. It's not worth the hassle, girls and guys. It's not worth the hassle.
Yeah.
Well said. Well said. The phone number here is 613-247-1886. If you have questions for us this morning or you have comments about how you have had a turnaround in your life, what was your catalyst that got you to a place where you said, no more, I'm going down a different track?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's it's not easy to live in this world. It's not easy to live in a world that is full of stuff, where stuff
bigger
seems
and better.
So much important. But if you, I'm reminded of the scripture where it talks about, are you going to eat the crumbs under the table? Or are you going to come up to the banqueting table?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're. The what the world offers and all of those things that you gave up, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the satellite TV.
We don't
package.
Miss them.
And what else was it you said? All the extra life insurance that you don't need anymore. Now you don't have kids depending on you.
We don't need the big house. We're finding our bungalow too big.
Yeah, and it's a lovely home.
We've been to Africa now. We see how real people live. It's like, we have a roof, we have heat, we have water, we have all that stuff. They don't.
Yeah.
So now we really super appreciate everything God has given us.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a new journey coming up. So right now you have had a change in your life.
Yes.
That would have been devastating to you before.
Oh, yes. It would have killed us.
Yep. Well, I got laid off a couple of weeks ago, and it doesn't matter.
It does matter, but
I'm at peace with it. It's not a stress.
Neither of us panicked.
Yeah, because we know exactly where we are financially. So that's wonderful. And at the same time, it's allowing me to move where God wants me to be, because I've been through interviews with an outreach ministry, Hungry for Life, out of BC, that for a project manager's position. So I'm going for training the first week of August with them out in BC, and then I'll take over project management in a couple of different countries to provide humanitarian Christian relief.
That is so awesome. I mean, look at, so the crumbs that you let go of, the mm-hmm. satellite package, the life insurance, there was a phone package. Yeah. There was a few other things.
Yes.
You said
insurance on cars.
You sold a lot of stuff on Kijiji.
Yeah.
And that helped get the money to go to Africa.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. But the things you let go of are really crumbs in comparison. Yeah.
Insignificant.
To where you are now. Your marriage is healed. Not just healed, it's thriving.
It's thriving.
I'm sitting across the table looking at you. I know that your marriage is thriving. I can see it in you.
Yeah.
You're now moving into a place of purpose that that is way beyond anything you've done before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're on the page, same page together. You're going together.
Oh, yes.
And we're witnessing to our children.
Yeah.
How
they've
awesome.
Seen the healing, the alcohol. They've seen the healing with the finances. And they're starting to ask questions mm-hmm. now.
And we're even moving into the next step, in partly for funding of what we'll be doing with Hungry for Life, by even being in a good enough position, even though I've been laid off, to look at purchasing an investment property to help fund that. part of that. So we know we've moved forward positively. So.
But on a slight side note, he still has a pension from the Canadian Forces.
A small one.
So we're not down to one income totally?
Yeah.
Like one and a half.
No, but you now know that you can manage on that. First of all, you wouldn't have known before that you could.
No.
Right?
We would have been freaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would have had a really tough time with that. Yeah. But because you're prepared, because you have an emergency fund, because you already know what your expenses are, because you've made the changes in advance, like it really, that's what God asks us to do. It's just to be stewards of what he's given us.
Yes.
And then once we learn to steward what he has given us, then he can pour in more.
Amen.
And it won't destroy us. Then he can shift direction because he knows that we're nimble and pliable, mm-hmm. and that we trust him enough that mm-hmm. he can move us into what he really has in store. And it's bigger than we could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we felt that he was calling us to do other things in some sort of ministry. And so we purposely set out to minimize our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels good. It's a huge rock off our shoulders. Huge.
How cool. So Kenya, you were in Kenya for 2 weeks?
It was three weeks.
Three weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kenya and Tanzania. So, yeah.
I love that.
We helped feed them. Yeah. And I taught first aid to children and families and teachers. And
Is that your first mission together?
Yes.
First mission ever.
Yeah.
And together. Yeah. Well, he did Afghanistan and Kosovo.
But that was military. So. That was military. So that's a different function. But
Yes. And we did it together, and it was really cool.
So lives are changed. You have a new foundation, a new experience, and now it's going to start to form what your future looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah.
So, if you were to, you know, I know we've already answered the question about, you know, young couples starting out. What about people that are in their 50s or 60s that are struggling in debt and looking ahead, going, "Oh, this picture doesn't look so good." What would you suggest to them?
One of the first things is actually review your every dollar that you're spending. Actually track it, because it's an eye-opener that you're spending, $100 a week going to Tim Hortons and that kind of thing. And if you go into Tim Hortons, you're probably going to have to ask for the receipt too, because they don't have them.
Yeah.
Most of the time don't have the tape in the machine. But
you've done that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So truly track it. We're still tracking now a year and a half later, and it has made a big difference because we can shift different things and identify, I'm spending too much in this particular area. Maybe we need to address that somehow.
It's an eye opener.
Yeah.
So if you're in your 50s or early 60s and you've got debt, is there still hope?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. We're 56.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to leave it for you to kind of say that. So.
But yeah, there is always hope.
Yeah.
And definitely better late than never. And definitely we should have done it in our 20s. But, we got the picture before we died, so.
That's good. And you've got another good 30
and look
years
at what we've
in
done.
You.
Oh, yeah. And we've done this in 1 year. Now, we had two and a half incomes, but we've done it in 1 year.
Yeah.
So that is, exceptional, maybe, but there is hope. But you have to get on the same page, or at least one of you started. But you really, really need to have both of you in on it, because I was tracking and I was keeping good records and whatever, and he wasn't, for example.
How that table has turned, huh?
Yeah, and now that he has been as well, and now he has taken the God-given position of leading the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's huge. I can't explain how huge it is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can see it because I've known you pre and post. I can see it. I can see it in your demeanor. I can see it I can hear it in your voice. Your lives have changed. You are made new. Only God can do that. And once you were willing to submit and say, "It's all yours, I'm willing to follow," look at what he's done. He is just so awesome.
Oh, yes.
Getting
yes.
rid of the pride. And I personally am still working on the absolute trust, but I'm headed that direction. God, okay. Help me to trust you.
We're all on that journey, yes.
If you can take care of the birds in the fields, then you can take care of me too.
Awesome.
And looking at the scripture, even if it's just Bible Gateway money. I looked at it last night, 197 references to money.
That's awesome. There is no shortage of information and direction. The Bible is the best source of that. Mm-hmm. You have come a long way, and you're on a journey. I'm excited to see where you're going next. I'm excited to hear what he's doing, and I'll get to journey with you as you make that transition to the mission field, and
yes.
That's exciting. So I want to thank you so much for coming. It
thank
was
you.
An awesome story. I'm sure it was a real encouragement to the listeners, and will you come back again?
Yes,
absolutely.
Because yes. I know it's not over yet.
No.
There is more
not at all.
Come.
Then you'll hear how our property income goes.
Yeah.
Now that we've freed up the money to be able to buy a property.
That's awesome.
An extra property.
That's awesome. So I want to close in prayer because that's the tradition.
Yes.
So Father, we just thank you. We thank you for what you have
thank
done
you.
In
Jesus.
The lives of these two. Lord, you are faithful, faithful, faithful. You always provide. You always lead. If all we need to do is be willing. And I am so grateful for what you have done in their lives and giving us the thrill of watching it happen. Lord, for those that are listening, that are looking through for a breakthrough in their own lives, that are looking for a breakthrough in their own marriage, that are crying out and saying, Lord, help me. Lord, would you give them the wisdom and the courage to take the next steps that they too can come to a place of peace and joy in you and knowing that you have a plan and a purpose for their future. So Lord, we just thank you for what you're going to do, and we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The phone number at More Than Enough is 613-520-4157, or go on to the website at morethanenough.ca. You'll find all our contact information. There are financial fitness seminars that are run once a month. We have the counsel that's available to you that's needed. We can get the wealth formula book for you. All of that is available. Give us a call. Don't sit. Don't wait. Do something. Do
Amen.
Something. Seek the counsel.
Get off your
seek
butts.
The
it's a
right,
challenge.
Right from the
get
words of Marie, from the mouth of Marie, get off your butts. I think that's a biblical concept. Awesome. Well, it's wonderful
thank
to spend time
much for
with
having
you.
Us.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to spending time with you again next week, and have an amazing day filled with hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. God bless.